The World Meeting of Religions opened today in Assisi with a clear message: religious differences cannot be used to foment hatred or war. Organised by the Rome-based Ecclesial Community of St. Egidio, the two-day event has drawn delegations from over 70 countries under the theme Religions and Cultures in Dialogue. We are joined now live from Assisi by Emma McCarthy, who has been following events. Good evening, Emma.
Good evening, Catherine.
Well, Emma, the meeting opened this morning with a long message from Pope Benedict XVI. What were the main issues touched on by the Pope in his message to participants?
Yes, Catherine, Pope Benedict XVI's message was read to delegates by the Bishop of Assisi, Domenico Sorrentino. There were three main areas in the text, Catherine, all in a way interdependent: the misuse of religious ideologies to propagate war and sectarian hatred, the need for a renewal in religious education and interreligious tolerance, particularly among the young, and perhaps, Catherine, most strikingly, the value of prayer as a unifying force between religions in their search for peace. The Pope's message looked back to that unprecedented gathering here in the city of St. Francis in 1986, convoked by his predecessor John Paul II. Pope Benedict described as prophetic Pope John Paul II's words regarding the divisive misuse of religions. He said, "The current geopolitical tensions gripping many of the regions of the world today give the impression that cultural and religious differences are at the heart of social disorder." But he said these conflicts cannot be attributed to religion, that they indeed show the cultural limitations of mankind. Political and economic solutions are ways to build peace, he wrote, but they are not its foundation. First of all, peace must be built in the heart through dialogue and education. Now, Catherine, this passage from the Pope's message found particular resonance in the later intervention from panel member Chief Rabbi of Israel, Yuna Metzger. Speaking to me after this morning's session, he denounced the instrumentalization of religions by extremists in the Holy Land, calling for a release of prisoners and a return to dialogue.
The main thing is to meet others, leaders, religious leaders in the world, and when they will hear us and we shall hear them, I hope that instead to be enemies, we shall start to be lovers. My advice is, if a group, a Christian group, for example, will come to check our books in the schools, in the other side also, all the books, as we have the education, a book that they will say this, we must cancel it, we are the first that we should cancel it. But we want that the same thing will be in the other side. And I think this is a real idea how to change the future from the next generation.
And that was, of course, Chief Rabbi of Israel, Yuna Metzger, there. Ime, you said the Pope's message also addressed concerns regarding the loss of religious identity in the quest for greater dialogue between religions.
Yes, Catherine, in the 8-page address, the Holy Father spoke of the value of prayer as a source of unity and an instrument of peace. Catherine, this, of course, was touching on the growing concern among many of the faithful that meetings such as Assisi border on religious syncretism. Now, in his message, Pope Benedict writes that separate religious identities can be united in their intent despite their ideological diversities, and that the spirit of Assisi 1986 must not be misinterpreted. In a way, Catherine, that we can't pray with one another, but we can pray together for the same objective, as he said, was perfectly symbolized by the prayer meetings of different religions here in Assisi 20 years ago within the context of the then meeting. The Pope pointed out that this concept was first expressed, however, in the Second Vatican Council. That dialogue between religions on issues of common interest does not translate into a search for a religious consensus on issues of faith. Now, I spoke to Bishop Vincenzo Paglia of Terni, Narni and Amelia, who is also spiritual director of St. Egidio, who perhaps puts it a little better.
The world changed a lot, and we need to continue the same spirit in order to answer to many questions, many problems, many conflicts. In these 20 years, I could show several positive points, several situations which are resolved because of the spirit of Assisi. The spirit of Assisi is not a syncretic way, is exactly the contrary. We cannot find, it is impossible, find a common religion. But I am sure that in the roots of different religions, that is the peace, that is the love. So, in this sense, every time we are realized these meetings, we go inside our faith and we discover a great energy of peace, of love, a great energy to be together, together in order to construct a common future of the world.
Was Bishop Vincenzo Paglia of Terni, Narni and Emilia. Now, perhaps, Catherine, the most important thing to point out here is that the Pope's message today appealed above all to the world's youth. In the light of St. Francis, 800 years on from his conversion, the Pope called them to prayer and dialogue, which he said remain the only channels to true and lasting peace. Each religion, concluding the Pope, he said, according to its own tradition, so that the convergence of different religions does not give way to relativism, which negates truth, but instead promotes what he described as the solid image of a brotherhood of peace. Catherine.
Emma McCarthy, thank you so much for this report live from this interreligious meeting in Assisi, and we'll look forward to hearing more from you as the week progresses.